there's this horrible, horrible person. And I think we have to be kind of honest about the fact that as a Disney villain, right, Maleficent is pretty up there. I mean, you're talking about someone who tries to kill this little girl, you know, tortures people emotionally. She's really, really not a nice person. And, you know, calls like fiends of hell to help her. And so one wonders, well, why would we kind of be interested in hearing
the backstory?
Yeah. What makes her want to be this bad person? And I'm not saying that that's not interesting. What I think is particularly interesting, though, is the fact that we kind of as a society tend to be a little bit unforgiving. There tends to be a bit of, if someone does something really heinous, we want to know why, I guess kind of to make sure that like normal people don't just run around turning into massive dragons trying to kill kids, right? But there does tend to be a, okay, well, we know why you did it. Maybe you were undereducated or you were raised in poverty or you were beaten as a kid, but you still shouldn't have done it. We're just glad we knew why, and we're going to make sure to punish you significantly. So why is there this motivation to kind of, it seems, garner sympathy for Maleficent?
And so you're saying that as a society, we're focused on vengeance?
Well,
that we are punitive?
Might this film suggest this? Because in other words, if the movie is something that, to at least some degree, that we're interested in, not just because, oh, we want to have sympathy for her, as we tend not to be always all that sympathetic, maybe it's also we kind of understand why she wants to do the evil that she does.
Why is she seeking vengeance?
Right, if she was done great harm herself. And so there's this moment where you see her, not to give anything away, right, we already see this in the previews, where you see that she's had her wings cut off, right? Because she used to be able to fly with these beautiful wings, and we see how distraught she is. And there's this idea kind of that if she's done harm first, then we kind of get the rest of it, which is her lashing back and seeking vengeance. Which
Saying subconsciously we approve of her seeking vengeance if vengeance was done to her.
Well, if you look at our prison system, doesn't it suggest this maybe to a degree? Prison isn't really meant so much kind of as an opportunity to rehabilitate and forgive people, right? If anything, going to prison often makes it harder to reintegrate back into society after you're gone. It's harder to find a job. You've been taught you're not really part of society. But not, you don't hear many people saying, you know, when they go to prison, I want them to have a nice time and things to get better and I want to see them improve. We tend to want to see people pay for their crimes. So all of a sudden, if Maleficent is the person who's making others pay, we can kind of get that.
We can kind of go with that as Americans. But what about the gender aspects of Maleficent? We don't see a lot of female villains. This is a fully realized female protagonist who is allowed to be very bad on screen. You know, this film would pass the so-called Bechdel test, which says that there needs to be at least two female characters and they need to talk to each other and not about a man. This passes that gender test for female equality on the big screen.
I think that's a fantastic point. And it's something that some critics are already bringing up. Well, is this a feminist film? I think that maybe even more so than some people have suggested, because there has been this discussion of, well, the males are even a little bit underdeveloped, and you see this connection developing between the two female leads. But there's also something I haven't really seen mentioned yet that I think is an important part of this feminist theory that's being discussed in the film, which is the fact that couldn't it also metaphorically, arguably, be about rape? I mean, think about all the things that are being discussed in terms of, like, yes, all women, and these
this hashtag on Twitter railing against the Santa Barbara killing spree and the misogynistic rants of the killer.
Right, exactly. Well, what we realize is in the film, Maleficent's wings are cut off by a man that she cares about, who first basically drugs her to do this, right? And so she wakes up to the realization that she's been horribly violated. It seems as if the connection there to this metaphorical rape is actually pretty easy to make. And so what I'm curious about in going to go see the film is how far is Disney going to go in recognizing that it's okay for a woman to not have to have, well, the things that we tend to associate with Disney, you know, liking pretty flowers and wings and butterflies, that this fully realized villain herself is a powerful person, and she hasn't gone too far in seeking to self-actualize.